Hello and welcome to episode 244 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean and I will be your host as we try and discover the most useful and interesting fact known to mankind. Find us online at dailybrainwave.com and contact the show via email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. Today we continue Twistery Week 2 by looking at the world's most famous signature. I don't make that claim lightly. If the battles at Lexington and Concord are known as the shot heard round the world, then John Hancock affixing his signature to the Declaration of Independence as President of the Continental Congress in 1776 would be the signature read around the world. This is, of course, helped on by the fact that today John Hancock has, unwittingly, given his signature over to a major faceless insurance and investment company. And they're more than happy to use it to promote their products on TV, the internet, and mailers around the country. Perhaps John Hancock wouldn't have minded everyone knowing his signature, though, because as he let his quill pen scritch-scritch across the bottom of the Declaration, imbuing his oversized signature on the document, he told everyone in the room that he was signing so big that, quote, King George can read it without his glasses. Except, that never happened. While a romantic story, it is nothing more than twistery. Yes, John Hancock's signature is the biggest on the document. Yes, it is front and center. But its prominent location had more to do with the fact that he was given the place of honor on the paper because he was the president. Uh-oh, I'm getting John Hanson flashbacks. And as to signing it big so that King George could read it, remember, the purpose of the Declaration of Independence. It was originally conceived by John Adams and his team as a way to announce American independence to the people of the colonies to help them rally around the cause, and to the rest of the world, more specifically countries like France, so that the Congress and George Washington's army could try and open diplomatic relations with them and get military assistance against the British. While the king would eventually get the document, it certainly wasn't written as a notice to him. Even the language of the document refers to the king in the third person. He has plundered. He has waged cruel war. If it was written for him, it would say, "You have plundered. You have waged cruel war." Why then would it make sense for John Hancock to sign so big for the king? The fact was that at the time, American independence was far from a sure thing. Had the signers, any of the signers of the Declaration of Independence been captured, they would have been executed. No question. So why not focus on the bravery of these men? John Hancock had a lot at stake. His family, his wealth, his possessions, his life, all put on the line because he signed on the line. Why shroud his story in twistery? Isn't truth cool enough? Roar, roar, roar. Okay, that's not what real dinosaurs sounded like. At least, so far as we know. But who doesn't like a few dinosaur facts? Like the fact that a wrong turn in China by a paleontological expedition in the early 1900s meant that they missed a huge collection of fossils that would have changed our understanding of the dinosaur world. Yep. Next week we'll be looking at dinosaurs and the people who dig them up. So join us for Dinosaur Theme Week, starting Monday, here on the Daily Brainwave. Are you excited, T-Rexy? Are you? Yeah, he's excited. Thanks for tuning in to episode 244 of the Daily Brainwave. Email the show with comments and suggestions at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. Check out our website, dailybrainwave.com, where you can find sources and links for further reading about today's topic. And make sure you come back tomorrow as we finish Twistery Week. As we hail Caesar! Salad, that is.